You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
We've got a very special guest in the studio. Kia ora Ainsley Gardner, how are you?
Kia ora, I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Good, it is really lovely to have you up here. We're talking about your wonderful movie Cousins, which you co-directed with Briar Grace Smith. And this is an adaptation of Patricia Grace's novel, which came out nearly 30 years ago now, and has been one of those books that has, I think, changed a lot of the ways we talk about storytelling in New Zealand, and also a lot of the ways we talk about, you know, the position of wahine Māori in that idea of creating these kind of cultural narratives as well. So it's quite a big project to be undertaking, adapting it into a film. How have you come to this point? Last night when I watched the movie, you spoke a wee bit about the idea of this film being about whakapapa, and I guess that's in more ways than one. Can you tell us a wee bit about how this came to be a project you're involved with?
Yeah, well, I read the book, I don't know, in my 20s probably, and it was the first time I'd read a book that had wahine Māori as the main characters. But not only that, Patricia's just got such a beautiful lyrical way of writing, so it was the first time I'd read a book, potentially one of the first female authors, because so much of what you're given to read at university and stuff as male authors, and it was just her voice was really specific. She had multiple storytellers. She had a really magical, realistic way of describing the world. Some of the chapters in that book are narrated by the unborn children or the child that passed away in the womb. So just crazy, beautiful ways of looking at story, which were, from Patricia's point of view, inherently Māori as well. So I was struck by it a long time ago. And then Mera Tamita, who was a mentor to both Briar and I, she was a filmmaker who then tried to get the film made. But when she tried to get it made, she was confronted with the reality of her time, which was that being a wahine Māori was not the typical person who the industry wanted making our films. And also it was a film about Māori women where the protagonist was a Māori woman who's homeless and doesn't speak.
Yeah.
So it just, she was just confronted by all of these barriers. When she passed away, I suppose Briar and I both came back to the book, or the book came back to us. Briar was working at the Film Commission, and I had made a film that Merata had been going to produce, The Parboys. I did that because I wanted to sort of fulfil her obligations to those projects. And Cousins came back around in the same way, where Briar and I just both had been incredibly moved by the book. We both had relationships to Merata, but also to the author, Patricia Grace. And we realised that there was somewhat of an obligation on us to do it, because what it captured was the same thing the book captured, a different way of storytelling that puts Māori women front and centre. And no easy task, but times had changed too.
Yeah, and I think one thing that I was really struck by watching the film yesterday is that thing that you were just saying about Patricia's storytelling and the ability to take these maybe not necessarily expected positions on, who's narrating and how it's being narrated. And that feels very natural when you read it. Excuse me, when you read it. You've both managed to translate that so well into the visual language of the film too. And it's in ways I couldn't even quite put my finger on while I was watching it, but I just felt so swept up in that. Maybe a good thing to talk about for people who aren't actually familiar with the story of Cousins is what is the basic premise going on here?
Yeah, so Cousins is the story of three cousins who are separated by circumstances but spend a lifetime in search of each other. Mata is given to an orphanage by her Pākehā father because he doesn't want her to be raised by her Māori family. Makareta is a leader of her tribe, and she's raised as the puhi, or the princess of her tribe. But she wants to help her tribe another way, so she runs off to make it in the Pākehā world, and her cousin Missy, who's the often overlooked cousin who works behind the scenes, the grafter, she steps up to take her her elder cousin's position. So it just follows their lives over these 60 years. They come together once as children, and it's kind of creates a magic that holds them together. And I suppose that's the metaphor for whakapapa and connection. Mm. It's about, you know, where you belong and finding your way back to where you belong.
Mm. In terms of creating this narrative, you've got a whole bunch of amazing people on screen and behind the screen as well working on this. What were some of the biggest challenges, I guess, you had? Because this is, as you were saying, like, it's a huge, I guess, mantle to pick up, because there's a long history to this. And also, this is the first movie, is it, except perhaps for Waru, which you were involved with as well, that has Wahine Māori as the directors. Is that correct?
So Merita wrote, was the first Māori woman to write, produce and direct a film. Waru is directed and written by Wahine Māori, and this is the first that is produced, written and directed by Māori woman.
That's pretty amazing. So it is quite a big mantle to be picking up. What were some of the places where you found the biggest challenges or the most sort of, I guess, fulfilling moments of creating this story?
I think one of the most fulfilling things was definitely the casting, the opportunity. You know, our casting wall, which has all the pictures of our actors, which usually doesn't look like this wall looked. We just had pictures of Māori women and kōtero Māori, and we had like close to 80 or 90 speaking roles, and the majority of them were not just Māori but Māori women, so that was really fulfilling. Not only that, the way that times have changed, we were spoilt for choice.
Totally.
So we actually could have cast the movie a million different ways. The way we sort of approached it was that there were people who are in our industry who belong in the film simply because of their mana. So Rachel House, for example, Tania Heke, Nancy Brunning is an actor who would have played the role of Makareta that Briar eventually played, but she was unwell at the time. So, you know, so we had this way, this, it was, we used the analogy of weaving, kind of bringing the strands together. And so in a way, when you have something like that, the whakapapa of the story, approaching it with tikanga, you know, with good intent and with cultural structures, but also I think values-based, moral, ethical structures, when those things underpin a project, the weaving is relatively simple.
Yeah.
And so there were very few real challenges that I recall. It was, which is, as you say, it was a massive beast of a project, so it's hard to imagine that it wasn't problematic, but it really wasn't.
Yeah.
Because we had all of those strands.
That's pretty incredible. And working, as you say, with the tikanga in the way that the film is made as well, I imagine that's something that you've personally worked in before as a filmmaker, but is it something that you hope will become more widespread and maybe more accessible to people to be able to work in that way when they're creating projects?
Look, we live in a bicultural society underpinned by the Treaty of Waitangi, and it's so past time that we see that as any kind of barrier or problematic thing. It's beautiful when we can kind of come together and have this structure that we can share that does give us that kind of amazing, holds a space in an amazing way. It's the one thing we have here in Aotearoa New Zealand that belongs to all of us, is our shared cultural heritage, both the good and the bad. So New Zealand films and crews are actually pretty great at bringing tikanga in, and I think it's just that thing of when it stops becoming a kind of add-on and starts to become a foundational element, that's the goal really. But I think more than that, more than just the kind of tikanga aspect, it's the real different ways of doing things, like for example co-directing.
Yeah.
Briar and I co-directing, we had the obligation to each other that we would co-direct truly, which means it wasn't, I've worked on co-directing things before, and often it's not a battle of the wills, but it's two personalities in opposition to each other, and Briar and I are incredibly different, couldn't be more different, but we had the obligation to each other where we would work together so that we brought our full selves to the table and the combined vision would be just that, you know. And I suppose there's an idea that filmmaking by collaboration is a terrible thing, but we're guided by a Western male-dominated, egotistical Hollywood model.
Yeah.
And while we're not actively trying to smash the patriarchy at every turn, it's like it doesn't really work and it doesn't really represent us at all. I was saying earlier to you that the idea is that films are conflict-based, where one person against another, and as human beings we're actually hardwired for connection. We're not like wanting conflict in our lives, and I'm not sure that we necessarily want it in our films either.
No, absolutely. And we're actually in this interesting position right now because of COVID, where we're able to be making movies in Aotearoa when a lot of the rest of the world isn't, or they're having to do it under extremely strange circumstances. I mean, do you have any hopes for this time? Any sort of things that you anticipate or do hope will come out of this period that we've all gone through for the industry particularly? Do you think there'll be any big shifts or changes that you want to see?
Yeah, the biggest change for me has always been the diet of our audiences, because if you eat a lot of McDonald's, you think McDonald's is kind of yum, and I don't mind a bit of McDonald's, but I know that it's not really yum. And I think that what's been amazing in COVID is we've released so many New Zealand films and they've done really well because audiences have gone to see them because there's been no competition from Hollywood films. And so I think that would be the greatest thing, is for New Zealanders to really crave the kinds of films we make and want to see more of the films that we make, alongside making all of those great action films. And you know, and we do those as well, like my goal, I loved Roseanne Liang's Shadow in the Clouds, and my goal as a director has always been to make a big action film, so I want to do both. But I have a hope for our audiences that they come to love the types of films that, for example, Cousins is, which is different to a to a blockbuster,
and it's not a film that can exist anywhere else, so you know, we're lucky in that sense. This is our, you know, treasure to be able to enjoy, so we might as well go and enjoy it, you know.
Yeah, totally.
Last thing I wanted to ask you is about the Marae tour that you've been taking the film on over the last couple of the weeks, and have you got a few more screenings of those to go?
Yeah, we've got one more in Te Araroa.
Oh, cool. So tell us a bit about that. What's the idea behind that?
So the underpinning idea is that is to take it back. We shot some of the film in Rotuiti at my, or the marae down the road from my marae. We had support from my hapu, and we had people from our hapu in the film helping behind the camera and also acting in the film. So we took the film back to them because it's their film too, and we offered the chance to some of the actors as well, some of the adult actors, to take it back so that they could share it with their whānau. Beyond that, it's actually a beautiful way to watch a film in communities. That's actually another hope I have for our industry, is that we can take our films to our communities, because particularly our older ones, those that are kind of in more isolated areas, they don't get to watch films unless it's on their phone or on the television, and the cinematic experience is kind of so cool. We had a screening at the just out of the Tuaruetas, Anna Scottney's marae, not her marae actually, there's no marae there, her cousins built a screen and we had an outdoor screening under the stars in the Tuaruetas, and it was magic. And it's, I feel like for Māori films, but also just for films in general, to be able to take them to a community, and I think it's about recognising the importance of the community and acknowledging to that community how important they are and giving them this taonga where they can enjoy it in their own community is a really beautiful thing.
Absolutely. Hey, Ainsley, thank you so much for coming in and speaking to us this morning about your beautiful movie Cousins, co-directed with Briar Grace Smith, in the cinemas from the 4th, I believe, 4th of March.
Next week.
Very exciting. And everybody should go, as you said. You know, some movies need to be seen in the cinema. This is definitely one of them. So take your friends and go and have a watch. We're going to play one of Anna Scottney's tracks now, who plays Mata in her sort of teenage, early 20s years. This is Kōtero with Force Field.
Force Field. I was running hard, I was running hard.
Force Field.
Running hard, running hard.
Force Field.
Fell to the ground and I drew blood.
Force Field.
But I got back up and I ran and ran.
Force field.
I got a job to do still away. Put my force field up like an enemy.
Force field.
I won't let you close, I won't break faith.
Force field.
I got my force field and I know the way.
Force field.
Down with the ones that make me cry.
Force field.
Takes me up to the dead of night.
Force field.
Calling on my body, then apologize.
Force field.
I will not forgive it from now until I die.
Force field.
He was starting on my body, but I don't want love.
Force field.
Got a job to do, that's number one.
Force field.
So I send him away and I send him
off.
Put that force field up when I had enough.
Force field.
I cut off friends even though they're old.
Force field.
Had to change tempo, now we're grown.
Force field.
Cars beating over big white roads. Like arteries, they open and close.
Force field.
Ventricle, pump the blood real high.
Force field.
I should be still, my beating heart.
Force field.
Don't let me break face and fall apart.
Force field.
Don't let me break face, oh.
Force field, forces, force, force field, force, yeah, yeah. Force field, forces, force, force field, force, yeah, yeah. Force field, forces, force, force field, force, yeah, yeah.
A 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.